to childish behavior. These fantastic misadventures of two family pastors. You ready?
We've been working with these kids for a long, long time. We may or may not have lost our mind.
We like to talk from time to time, make you laugh a little bit and expand your mind. Keep on keeping on, take a deep breath. Now come on, let's shine.
Let's come together, we can run this race. Fight and talk about the battles we face. Show the love of God to the very end. Always remember, stay childish, my friend. Stay childish, my friend. Stay childish, my friend.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Internet Studios with Rick and Aaron. And we want to wish you a
happy Thanksgiving!
Turkey Day! Woo-hoo.
Get out your stretchy pants because you know you're going to overeat. You're all sneaky shopping tonight or tomorrow because now it's like Black Thursday? I don't know.
Because they're going to black out our checkbooks?
Oh. Heck yeah, but not this year, my friend. It's going to be Black Friday for a different reason for me because I'm going to be seeing the inside of my eyelids sleeping.
Yeah, joke's on you.
I'm a pastor.
My checkbook's already blacked out. You know, it's really cool. You mentioned stretchy pants. Now they have stretchy, like, jeans and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can still look a little classy while you're keeping it stretchy.
Like men jeggings?
Pasty? Yeah, yeah. They have, like, Levi makes like a stretchy pant.
Okay. All right, Levi. Listen to me.
It's legit.
I need
a pair for the fat guys everywhere.
Jeggings. I'm from the 90s. I still like an occasional carpenter pant in case I decide to have a random hammer. Like this.
It's got to have that hammer hanging out. Does that loop even work?
It does. Surprisingly, do you know what it works for too?
Food?
Keeping your toddlers at bay? Because when I'm going through the store, I'm like, hold the loop.
Hold the loop.
It's like, or I'll get the monkey backpack back out. Did I say
loop it? Dad, I have to hunch over to hold this thing.
Dad.
I don't care.
I'm 11 years old. I don't want to wear the monkey backpack with the where you hold the tail. That,
I actually rope all my kids in front of the buggy, like a dog sledding thing, and then I ride on the buggy.
Oh.
Welcome to the Thanksgiving Trivia Game of awesome sauce.
So, in these challenges so far, I'm 1-0.
Yes.
So that to be noted, I am probably the smartest person I've ever met.
You were playing against yourself.
True, but I also got most of the questions right.
Back in the day, back in the 80s and the early 90s, everything that we learned about Thanksgiving was wrong. The whole movie Pocahontas is wrong. Like, pretty much a lot of history is wrong. So sometimes I'm just confused. I'm like, why did I make turkeys and paint things and do these cool plays and it's all wrong? And I find out later that I've been lied to. I was like, oh man. So anyway, let's see if you know you can tell the truth from the lies with the
Thanksgiving Trivia Game of awesome sauce. Today we will test your knowledge of all things Thanksgiving. Not everything you were taught was entirely true. Let's see if you can play along with Aaron and see if you have what it takes to win the Thanksgiving Trivia Game of Awesome Sauce.
True or false Thanksgiving questions? Canada also has Thanksgiving. They have their holiday on the second Monday in October.
That's true.
You are correct, sir. Number two, the first ever Thanksgiving was held in 1621 at Plymouth by the Pilgrims.
False.
You are correct, sir. Number three, only wild turkeys can fly. But those domestically grown for eating cannot because they are too heavy.
I was thinking no turkeys could actually fly.
Oh, you were wrong, my friend. All turkeys can fly.
They can't fly very high because they're...
You know what? I can't jump very high, but I can still jump. Number four. The pilgrims only celebrated 3 days. The Sabbath, fast days, and the days of Thanksgiving.
So I'm going to go with true.
You are correct, sir. Number five. Only male turkeys gobble. They do this to attract female turkeys.
I'm going to go with true.
That's false. Number six. The first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade was Macy's.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'm going to go with false.
You are correct, sir.
Interesting. Gimbel's, I didn't know what that
was
is.
The first store to hold a parade. Number seven. More than half of the people in the Plymouth Colony died that winter of 1621.
Yes.
You are correct, sir. You are correct.
It's very tragic. That was actually what kind of led to the Native American things. They kind of felt bad for them.
Number eight. Every year, the President of the United States pardons a turkey who spends the rest of its life on a historical farm.
I think there was a year that it didn't happen, but this is something that does happen.
You are correct, sir. True or false? Turkey was served at the first Thanksgiving.
That's completely false.
You are correct, sir. True or false? Cranberries are bounced to see if they are ripe. They should bounce about 4 inches high.
I don't know if that's true, because that just sounds utterly ridiculous.
You are correct, sir. Number 10, turkeys can see behind themselves.
Oh, yeah, because they can turn their head almost all the way around.
You are correct, sir. How many degrees do you think they can turn it?
I'm trying to do the math in my head right now. I think it's like 240-something.
Okay. I'm going to give that to you. It's 270. Dude, that's pretty impressive that you got that close. The first Thanksgiving lasted how many days? 1 day, 2 days, a week, or 3 days?
It was a week.
3 days. Do you know the name of the Indian tribe that helped them with their Thanksgiving meal? So here we go.
Is this multiple choice?
Yes. Apache.
Oh, no.
Cherokee.
I don't think so.
Wampanoag?
Ooh. I want to say it's the third one because that sounds about right in my
The Wampanoag? You are correct, sir. Which southern state was the first to adopt a Thanksgiving day in 1855? South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, or Kentucky?
I'm going to say Virginia because that's where it all happened.
You are correct, sir. Can you tell me which president did the official Thanksgiving happen in these United States? Was it President Lincoln in 1863, President Roosevelt in 1939, President Harry Truman in 1947, or George Washington at the beginning of 1776?
I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln.
You are correct, sir. You are correct, sir.
Yes. It was a big, like, publicity stunt to start out.
Yes. Thanksgiving became a national U.S. holiday 200 years later by President Lincoln in 1863. The campaign to make it a national holiday by sending letters lasted for 17 years.
This whole Thanksgiving episode makes people realize that I'm not a complete jerk and dork and idiot. So.
I know. You're very smart. You're very knowledgeable. But it gets really icky fast. Okay? So here we go. President Franklin D. Roosevelt restored Thursday before last November as Thanksgiving Day in 1939. Why do you think he did that?
I think it was because of the war that was going on.
I mean, that would be awesome to think that, but it was this. He did so to make the Christmas shopping season longer and thus stimulate the economy.
He wanted to stimulate the economy so he could have more for the war efforts.
Right. So you are right.
So
but so isn't it kind of icky, though? when you think about it now,
yes.
It's kind of icky. Okay, Congress passed an official proclamation in 1941 and declared that now onwards, Thanksgiving will be observed as a legal holiday on the fourth Thursday of November every year. So before then, it was just kind of willy-nilly. They would just kind of maybe come over the newspaper or the telegraph and go, hey, it's Thanksgiving. Eat a turkey.
Yes. They officialized it, so it was set in stone.
Yeah. This is a bonus question. Who is considered the Grand Marshal of the Macy's Day Parade and is significantly the most famous part of the parade?
You're gonna make me say things I don't want to say.
I know, right? I did that on purpose.
It's the guy in the red suit.
You are correct, sir. What is your favorite part of the parade?
Usually Charlie Brown's big head.
Yes! Yes! I believe me and you are brothers. Like, I was about to tell you that I like to see either Charlie Brown or Snoopy. I have to see those two people or I'm sad. There was the greatest float ever. But when I was little, I thought it was the greatest thing ever. But now that we have the MCU, it's not the greatest thing ever. It's like the Star Wars Christmas special, kind of. They had a Marvel's float where, for the first time ever, we saw live-action renditions of characters fighting the Green Goblin and Dr. Doom.
Oh, I remember that.
And I lost my ever-loving mind. I think it was like in 1986, 87. It's on YouTube, and I'll have links in the show notes because it is truly magically the best thing I've ever seen and the saddest thing I've ever seen. And I think they're fighting to I Need a Hero.
I have nothing to say on that.
So, here we go. We are live talking to our children.
Robert, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for having food on the table and clothes on my back every single day.
Ooh, good one. What are you thankful for, Keller?
Doggies.
Doggies? Keller's thankful for doggies.
Good job, Keller.
What are you thankful for, Evan?
The Bible.
The Bible. Oh, Sunday school answer. Sunday school answer. What are you thankful for, Tessa? What are you thankful for? Don't say poop. Mom will be unhappy if you say poop. What are you thankful for? Okay, she says dad. I'm going with dad.
What are you thankful for?
Hello, everyone, and welcome. There's some people that I want you to meet that you don't normally get to hear from on Childish Behavior. This is my daughter, Isabel. Say hello, Isabel.
Hello.
This is my son, Harry.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is my daughter, Lily.
Hello.
And this is my oldest son, Brent.
Hello.
Let's go ahead and go around the table and ask what you are thankful for. And I'm going to ask Lily first because she is the baby. Lily, what are you thankful for?
What?
You're thankful for love? Okay. Isabel, what are you thankful for?
My family.
Cool. I'm a part of that. And Harry, what are you thankful for?
Kitty cat.
He is thankful for kitty cats, like all of them, like every kitty cat ever. Past, present, and future.
Brent, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my family, God, and my cat, Cinder.
All right, well, that has been Childish Behavior at Rick Wadsworth's household. Goodbye.
Now, let's pause for a Childish Behavior commercial break.
You, my dear friends, can get lead volunteers
today.
That's leadvolunteers.com, or you can go to the Childish Behavior Ministries site, go to the bottom of the page, click the lead volunteers link. It's going to be epic, and you too can learn how to better lead volunteers.
you ever went to a holiday function and just didn't want to be there? Are you sometimes around family members that you are glad that Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter only come once a year? And you're forced to go to places that you don't want to be? Well, now we've got something for you.
You need your own life model decoy, or MeCoy.
What we do is, if you will take three random screenshots of your face, we will composite a dummy-like figure. All you have to do is sit down at a table, make sure no one is around, inflate the dummy, and then you can skedoodle off to do whatever you'd like. Do you want to go shopping on Thursday instead of giving thanks to the Lord with your family? The decoy can help you. Are you tired of hearing the same stories over and over again and feeling shunned by family and friends? The life-size decoy will help you. If you call right now, you will get a free turkey baster, some sunglasses that have eyes painted on them, and a voice box that has up to 32 random responses each time that the sensor is tripped. So if you want to get out of a meeting, a holiday party, or a random visit, call now, 777-366-4298, #ellipsesderp. That was 777-366-4298, #ellipsesderp. Call now. Operators are standing by. And you too can get out of the things that you don't want to be a part of.
MeCoy.
Hey, have you ever gone to one of those holiday parties with really gross food? Yeah, me too. I don't even know why they put the cranberries in that. But you have some coworker or some aunt or somebody that invites you over and you're just like, oh, fine, I'll go, because you don't want to make anybody feel bad. And you show up there and you suffer through some disgusting food they keep putting on your plate. And you're like, why?
Or you.
We call it the Swelly Belly Holiday Fanny Pack. It's a fanny pack that looks like your belly. You can get it in multiple skin tones, so it matches all shades and sizes. You put it underneath your shirt. That way it looks like you get a little fat as time goes on. We got a little tube, and you put your food in the tube, and it goes down in the pack. No one's the wiser. And it looks like you just ate all this disgusting food that you never intended to eat. Why don't we ask one of our fine users of the Swelly Belly. What did you think of the Swelly Belly, sir?
I don't even know why I'm here. Who are you?
Anyways, you hurry up right now. We're going to throw in a fanny tack backpack. Anything extra will go into the backpack. It's pretty neat. You got to be really careful with that one, though, because it's kind of obvious when you're walking around the house wearing a backpack.
Call now. Operators are standing by. The number is 1-800-1-800-1-800-555 #derp75. Again, that number was 1-800-1-800-1-800-555 #derp75.
But whatever. Happy holidays. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Childish Behavior, the mythical adventures of two fantastic family pastors.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Childish Behavior with Aaron and Rick.
Woo-hoo.
And we are so glad that you're here today. Aaron, are you excited for Thanksgiving?
Maybe. It's a solid maybe.
You can't tell me that eating too much and awkward family conversations with members that you haven't seen in since last year aren't like just the best thing ever.
Well, there was this salmonella outbreak in Turkey, so that's really where my worry is.
You got to watch out for the E. coli outbreak.
Yes. My wife literally asked, we had a youth Thanksgiving meal this last Saturday, and my wife goes, Aaron, did you hear about the issues with the turkeys? I was like, no. She's like, should we not eat turkey? I was like, we'll take a chance.
That's awesome. With our youth, we actually do something called Nacho Average Thanksgiving Dinner because we always feel like turkeys everywhere. And I was like, who doesn't like nachos? We sit around the table and have fun and talk about what we're thankful for.
And I think that's kind of what holidays like this really are about is us coming together and just loving on each other any way possible.
Yeah, man. And you know, it's funny, like I'm excited this year. It's going to be a little more slower, a little more low key.
I love it. And that's the coolest thing about holidays is that it gives you a intentionalized time to just come together. I love that a lot of these holidays happen when it starts getting colder outside. So you all get inside and you get all warm and toasty together and everybody's just, you're together. That's what's really important. And I think we should do that more often. The problem is during the summer, nobody wants to get near each other because we're all sweaty. you're stinky.
This is another thing. When you're nice and toasty in a room that you can't get out of, make sure to put some D.O. on the B.O. because the worst thing in the world is to be up in everybody's business being thankful with some stinky pits. So make sure to make everybody's holiday bright and clean yourself.
Crazy uncles need to put on something more than just Old Spice.
my uncle's Old Spice done soured. I just tell you that.
And then though you're the little cousins running around need more than Axe body spray. Okay.
I love the way your stench and Axe body spray mix together and make a powerful mustard gas. You're just like, watch out, everybody. Do you have big plans for Thanksgiving? Like going anywhere, doing anything?
Not really. Not this year. We're just keeping it on the D-low.
I'm excited just to keep it low-key and spend time with my family during this time. Well, today we're going to spin the wheel of discussion, but before we do that, let's pause for a word from our sponsor.
Today's sponsor is Scripture Skivvies. For when Jesus doesn't take the wheel and you don't want skid marks to show up very well in the ER, our microbial fabrics riddled with Scripture will help you literally gird up your loins. For more info, please go to our website at www.scriptureskivvies.org. Don't forget to enter the promo code CHILDISH for 20% off your first purchase. Well, we're back, and here we go.
Okay, it's going around.
It's like a really bad around. Episode of The Price is Right. It's still going.
And
did it hit a dollar yet?
Stopping on...
Oh, 50 cents.
No, Thanksgiving? Isn't that convenient?
I feel like this is rigged.
We need to take it back. It's like...
How did it even get on there?
I don't know.
Like, did you just like erase everything and put that as every other one? Just so it would land correctly?
I blame Howard.
Yes, I blame Howard also.
Howard the intern. He just never does anything right.
Yes, all of his allergies and ridiculousness.
Oh, poor Howard.
I'm thankful that we don't have to pay interns. That's what I'm thankful for.
Oh, crap. We don't pay them? I've been paying them.
What? Stop. Nobody ever told you to pay him. He's learning from us.
Uh-oh. Quotation marks, learning. Poor Howard never had a shot. Howard, who are your mentors? Rick and Aaron. Go now, please. Just leave. We're on some kind of government list, possibly.
So, Aaron, I thought before we went any farther, I thought it would be funny for us to throw out a few things that we're not thankful for.
Things I'm not thankful for. Yes. This is even better.
Because everybody's going the route of like, oh, I'm so thankful for this. What are you not thankful for?
Priuses. Today, I was on my way to church. we do a men's prayer breakfast prior to this recording. I got behind a Prius going 20 miles an hour, literally. Like, my speedometer never went above 20.
Did you just say speedometer?
Speedometer.
I like speedometer better. I think that's pretty awesome.
It was kind of speedometering while I was behind the Prius. So
it's like, what in the speedometer is going on here? I like it.
I'm not exaggerating this. You know, I do exaggerate sometimes. Mm-hmm. But dead serious, it never went above 20. The slowest area we were in was 35, and it never went above 20.
I'm sorry. It was probably my grandmother. She sits on two phone books, and you still only see her knuckles and just a pluff of hair. I got to go to speed limit because I don't want to get a ticket. You know,
I don't even mind going like 5 under. But come on, you were doing 15 miles under. You were clearly going too slow, Mr. Prius.
How do you know it was a Mr.?
I just call all cars that I don't like Misters.
Oh, okay. I do not like people letting their animals make fecal deposits in my yard.
Poop.
Don't step in number two. You know, it's like a game. We don't have animals. I feel that 4 kids is enough animals that I need.
Well, your neighbors don't like it when your kids' fecal matter ends up in their yard either.
Well, so that's retaliation. It's like, if your animal is going to use a bathroom in my yard, I'm sending my kids over. I mean, that's just the way I play it. It's like, oh, so Mr. Sprinkles and Mr. Bojangles decided to deposit some dark matter in my yard. All right, kids, it's open season. Do your worst.
Actually, you know what, T. Ferguson, RHR guy, yeah, he's a jerk.
Okay, that's not nice. You're directing it as a person.
He is number two.
Well, dude.
See what I did there? That was ingenious. You talk about poop. He's number two. It's a whole perfect thing.
Well, listen, the way it's set up, if we're going to be reputable, we have to have HR, just in case I have to go to someone and complain about you. He also makes sure that we don't get sued. It's good to have, accountability.
I'm surprised you still like him after he did not get you out of the box situation.
I don't mind doing fun things. I just want to make sure that our insurance will cover it.
So you basically are making sure we have a tattletale that's going to tell on me every time I do something wrong.
And someone that's legally minded, so this thing doesn't go off the rails too much. I am not thankful for migraines. Had them my whole life. They are compounded headaches that are from the devil himself.
My number three is the tags at the back of shirts. More so my kids' tags at the back of their shirts, because they come running up to me, "Dad, can you get this tag out? I need this tag, God." And yes, all my kids sound like a grumpy old man. "Dad, can you get this out?" Tessa, I didn't even know you could talk yet. They'll try to like yank the tag out. And then that ends up like a hole in the back of their shirt.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. All my kids have holes in the back of their shirt.
I've got to buy new clothes. And I'll be honest, spending money is not my favorite thing to do in life.
Mondays.
You hate Mondays?
I do. I'm like Garfield.
Hate people named Monday?
Possibly. I don't know. I've never met anybody, but I'm pretty sure that I would not like the cut of their jib. I'm like, you just have a punchable face. I think the real true thing about my hatred of Mondays is that I'm just so tired and I leave everything on the field on Sunday that I almost don't recoup all the way. And so I kind of start off in a deficit on Monday, and then the week starts rolling and I am tired because the weeks can be relentless sometimes. But in a way, I'm thankful for Mondays because it's another day that I'm alive, you know.
By showing us things we're not thankful for, pointing us to the fact that we have so much to be grateful for. And I think that's the key to all of this. And I think that's the greater thing is, we had a lady read something the other day for our church Thanksgiving meal. And she pointed out the fact that, you know, sometimes like one thing she said was, I'm thankful for the not finding a parking place. Because that means I have a car and I have a means to drive and I have the ability to drive. You know, I have the ability to get there. You know, I have all these things. You know, I'm thankful for my kids being rowdy and obnoxious and this and that, because that means they're still mine and they're still my responsibility. And that's love and care for them. You know, I'm thankful for that person cutting me in line or whatever, because at least I can stand in line. You know, I saw a saying one time that, and I think Helen Keller was actually quoted for this, but I'm not sure. But it says, I thought things, you know, it was really bad that I didn't have any shoes until I saw a man with no feet. You know, we don't know how great things truly are and how grateful we should be until that moment where, oh my goodness, you know, it's not there or something.
Most of the nation is like, okay, it's time to be thankful. Let's get together with relatives and tell them how thankful we are. It's like, if we're a Christian, we should be thankful every day.
We did a Thanksgiving one-off thing this Sunday in Children's Church. And what the thing I told them is, we're going to be thankful with action. I try to do a challenge every Sunday with our children, where I give them something that's kind of something they'll remember. Take it home and tell your parents this. You know, we have so much to be thankful for, but we don't act like it.
One of the best Thanksgiving stories that I've ever read in the Bible is revolting and disgusting, and you wouldn't want to think about while you're eating. Luke 17, verse 11 through 19, talks about the 10 lepers. You remember the story of the 10 lepers where, you know, if you had leprosy, your skin would fall off, it would bubble up, your arms would fall off, you'd lose your eyesight. And Jesus crosses paths with these guys, and they cry out, "Teacher, teacher, help me." And he says, "Okay, go and show yourself, present yourself to the priest." And as they pass Jesus, they're growing back their limbs, their skin's coming back, their eyesight's coming back. They're like, "Oh, Stubby, my thumb, you're back." Yeah. And as they go back, they're starting to run off in different directions, because for years they haven't been able to hug their spouse, see their kids. And in some cases, their family basically had a funeral for them and declared them dead, right? But out of all these guys that were healed, only one person went back, right? One man went back, and he goes back and he runs and finds Jesus. And he says, "Jesus, thank you for what you've done for me." You know? And so he throws himself down before Jesus and he says, "Thank you for what you've given me." And Jesus just replies this way. He's like, "Where are the other nine? You know, weren't there 10 people that were healed?" And what I thought about is why it's so important to say thank you and to be grateful for what we have. We were once dead. We once were sick with sin. We once were enemies of God. And then he made us whole. He made us new. People who possess attitudes of gratitude live a life with a different perspective, because grateful people celebrate all things they receive. They seem to live with a little more enthusiasm than those around them. Thankful people seem to understand God's goodness, and they seem to see the magnitude of the gift and understand that they were unworthy to receive it in the first place. I saw that quote and I was like, man, that's truly what Thanksgiving is all about, is like being thankful to him for what he's given us and what he's done for us.
What's the word?
The What's the Word moment this week is from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And this comes from Paul, and Paul is awesome about reminding us to be thankful. And I think it's very important, especially seeing this holiday today and stuff, is Thanksgiving holiday, for us to be thankful and to not just see this as a momentarily thing to be thankful for, but to keep a spirit of thanksgiving in us, to continuously be thankful for what Christ Jesus has done for us. You know, and Paul, I love Paul when he talks about being thankful, because he's mentioned many times that he knows what it means to dine with kings, but he also knows what it means to be hungry. And when you see both sides of the coin there, you truly get to understand what it means to be thankful for everything God gives us, because he cares for us in every moment. So stay thankful this week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Aaron, tell everybody where they can find us on social media.
If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, you need to 5-star us, review us. I don't even care what you say in the review, just as long as you give us 5 stars. Like us on Facebook at Childish Behavior Podcast, Instagram, same thing, Childish Behavior Podcast. Then Twitter is at Childish too. Like us everywhere and share us and get it out there. Next week, we're going to get some awesome advice from Carl on how to properly wear a sweater. Carl, if you have not heard of Carl, Sunday Cool makes the best t-shirts ever. But Carl is their spokesperson. He considers himself a youth consultant. You need to look up Carl Hooper. Hooper. H-O-O-P-E-R. Hooper. Carl. Look him up on Facebook. Next week on this podcast, because we're legit and we have legit guests.
It's been great, Aaron, and I hope you have a great and happy Thanksgiving, and all you guys out there, have an awesome Thanksgiving and be thankful
and stay childish.
Bye.
Toodles.